Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for starting your day with me this morning. In the investigation of metaphysical principle, we discover many, many times the ideas, lessons, and concepts that are pointing to the realization of cause and effect. Or, if you're going to take it to another level, cause as effect. In understanding the principle of cause and effect, what we realize is we are dealing with a law, the law of mind. We begin to realize, if we study it correctly from an intelligent metaphysical viewpoint, that the law of mind is impersonal. The law of mind is mathematical. The law of mind is impersonal and mathematical in its response. In other words, as the master teacher Jesus taught 2,000 years ago, it is done unto us. How? As we believe. In other words, our thinking becomes mathematically correct and produces the equivalent of it as experience. This is why we are advised that if we want to create an experience, what we need to do is be the mental equivalent of it in consciousness. Mental equivalency is an important lesson within the study of religious science, unity, divine science, the realization that we don't treat for things, we treat or pray to become what? The consciousness of the thing and understanding, and then move from knowing about it to knowing as it knows. Therefore, we become the consciousness of the thing we want, the thing we desire, the change for the better, the health, the happiness, the love, the celebration of greater good in consciousness. Then it must appear in our world. Why? Because of the law of mind. We think our thought or speak our word. This is the first step. Just as the farmer out in the field plants a seed before they can have a harvest, understanding that the planting of the seed is the celebration of the plant that's in the seed before the seed is in the ground. It is the first cause of manifestation. The mental equivalency of that which I wish to experience is the tree that's in the seed before the seed is in the ground. The realization of this is that we can change the trend of our thought, and we can think a new thought. We can change our consciousness, and we can, if we're going to use the farmer idea, we can plant another seed if we don't like the crop we're growing. And what happens? What happens is this. What happens is the automatic action of law will bring forth the change or the effect, and the result of the change of our thought is the new experience, is the new event. The law of cause and effect has never been repealed. There's no way that we can really stop it. It's working all the time. It's done unto everybody as they believe. You think about it all day long. Don't complain if it shows up in your life. And if you don't want it to show up in your life anymore, think different thoughts, or think thoughts that produce what you do want instead of thoughts that produce what you don't want. Now, we don't hold an apple before a mirror and expect it to reflect back in a potato or a ear of corn. Whatever you're holding up in front of the mirror of your life will be reflected back to you. What happens is a lot of people plant corn and then sit down and pray that it become potatoes. If you want corn, plant corn. If you want potatoes, plant potatoes. Now, we cannot think one thing and experience a different kind of thing. Do you hear me? Listen carefully. We cannot experience something else other than what we're thinking. We can think one thing and experience a different kind of thing. It may be in fairy tales, but it doesn't happen in life. If you think it, it's going to show up. If you don't want it to show up, stop thinking it and start thinking something else. Right thinking produces good and good only in our lives. Answer thinking eliminates problems, eliminates confusion, doubt, and fear. If you think from fear, don't complain if something you fear shows up. So how do we do this? It's very simple. All you have to do is speak your word or design your thinking in faith, faith from God, not just about God. You know, it's Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, author of the Science of Mind textbook, who said, our challenge is to move from the faith in God to the faith of God. Now, become still. Allow yourself to quiet all of your reasons why you can't and begin to focus on why you can. With God, all things are possible. And in the quietness of the moment you're in, become aware of your oneness with universal mind, the mind of God, the mind of the infinite, and know that its love indwells everyone, everywhere. You are no exception. And it also indwells everyone you live with, everyone you work with, all of your associates. And it is now to free you from all misunderstanding, whether it's somebody else's or yours. Misunderstanding about what? About why you are experiencing what you're experiencing. Stop the blame game and start taking charge of your life and your thinking. Move forward and free yourself from the guilt of thinking the wrong way. You know, one of my teachers pointed out that when you wake your students up to the fact there's nothing to be guilty about, the first thing most of them will do is go on a guilt trip because they didn't know it sooner. Now, your word is formed. And if you're going to form your word and you want things to change in a positive way, then form your word, your idea, your consciousness in the essence of love, in the essence of harmony, and know that it is now free to manifest in your experience as well as in the experience of everyone that you speak your word for and everyone in your life. If you are in someone else's life, then know you are a blessing to you. Everything that you do and everything you touch and everybody you're with, and if you know that, then act like a blessing and not a victim. Act like a blessing and not something that's lying down and letting the world leave tire marks all over you. Act from the idea that you are a blessing unto this thing we call life. And know that you are grateful for everything you partake within this blessing that you are. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 140 of the Science of Mind textbook. Our beliefs and our deep-seated convictions inevitably outpicture and reflect themselves in our experience and environment, both in the physical condition of the body, and in the larger world of our affairs. What we outwardly are and what we are to become depends upon what we are thinking, for this is the way we are using creative power. Now, somebody said, well, is that something new? In Galatians 6:7, it says, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What are you sowing today? Harmony? Is harmony the center of the choices you're making? In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on page 121, in my chapter on Everyone is a Winner, I'll quote myself, the greatness of God is everything. As we become aware of this truth, we understand very clearly that everyone is a winner. Knowing this is choosing to work hard every day to be the best we can be in everything we think, say, and do. This is serving our purpose of being with love. The more we know we are the power of the infinite in action, the more we are on top of everything in our experience. Why? Because We each project what happens in our world, and when we love it, our projection is wonderful. We move forward each moment, affirming, I succeed because I am a success. This is the celebration of the healing power within us that is cause to our positive growth. We have the right to experience the consciousness of money as a result of giving positive support as a commitment to life. We have the right to love and be loved as the effect of our oneness with healthy expansion. The implication of our intelligent evolution is immeasurable by way of infinite mind in us, and as us, we celebrate our actual power to direct our life and determine our experience and manifest as winners. Every day, we can let go and let greater good make a successful, spontaneous appearance in our life. Let us greet it with joy. Again, that's page 121 and 122 of The Power of Positive Purpose, my book. And again, if anyone would like to receive this, let us know and we'll be happy to send one out to you. But let's get back to harmony. Harmony, that's really what I was talking about in the book. We are winners and we can harmoniously let go and without stress free ourselves into the best. We can do this, as I pointed out at the beginning of the program, by understanding and utilizing the law of mind in a correct way. The universal law of mind is everywhere at once. It's everything we are. It cannot be altered to the slightest degree. But, my dear friends, it can be specialized. Specialization of the law of mind. That's really what I think a New Thought student is. Anyone who practices non-nincompoopery metaphysics is someone who is specializing the law of mind in a positive way. Just as every time we turn on a light switch, we engage the law of electricity. When you turned on the radio program this morning, you can hear me over the air or over the computer or however you're hearing me this morning. You can do it because we are utilizing the laws of whatever produces your opportunity to hear me. The challenge is to understand those laws in a clearer and clearer way. You know, everything we're doing in technology today, we could have done 10 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. We just didn't know how to do it. But everything we're doing with technology, we're doing with everything that was here 1,000 years ago. And the same thing in with your own life. If you have experienced any form of limitation, you've just been using the law of mind in a limited way. If you want to learn how to use it in a greater way, then discover how to do it by way of understanding, by way of finding the right teacher or teaching that wakes you up to a greater idea of yourself. And as Dr. P.D. Ospinski said about 100 years ago, everyone needs a teacher. Even the teachers need a teacher. Now, we learn. And as we learn, we begin to know. And as we know, if we're doing it the right way, we will always know there's more to know. There is a law of mind. And what we need to experience within our understanding of this law is that we can utilize the law in a way that produces an experience that is greater than yesterday if our thinking is greater than yesterday. And the way that happens is we choose to think in a greater way. By our understanding, by our comprehension of life, we begin to move from knowing about a greater idea to knowing as a greater idea knows. Everything that we have or desire depends upon what we are thinking. As Emerson said, we are what we think about all day long. We can have the kind of home we desire, the kind of associates we desire, the type of recreation we desire, all these by right of choice, by right of consciousness. But the human being must understand that their thinking needs to be disciplined to the acceptance of good in order for good to not only show up, but to stay and then get better. The only obstacle to our health, our happiness, or our freedom is obstacles we are creating, and if we don't like the obstacle, we can unthink it. Thoughts of fear, anxiety, doubt, and disease hinder or restrict the perfect expression of life through us. If we get that out of the way, then the divine circuit is free to demonstrate the effect of love and trust and tolerance. And if we have thoughts that are thinking as love, trust, and tolerance thinks, then we will begin to celebrate the reward of that thought, that way of thinking. So, today I've got a challenge for you. The challenge is to let go of thoughts of confusion, to let go of any reason for delay, to free yourself from any concept of unhappiness or reason for it. There's nothing in this universe that wants you to be confused, that wants you to be delayed, that wants you to be unhappy. And do what? Turn to the presence of God, not outside of you, not on a throne somewhere, not through some religion or dogma or creed or ceremony or rigmarole that has anything to do with religion. What I'm talking about is taking the advice of the great teachers that said, if you want the truth of you, go within yourself. My dear friends, truth is not truth unless it leads you to you.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
So, there is something within you. And if you abide in the knowledge that right where you are is the strength you need, the wisdom you need, the guidance you need for solving every problem in your life, then you at that moment can let go of every one of them and accept the activity of wholeness, of wise decisions, of successful accomplishment, and know it's good enough to be true. That is letting God reveal itself as you today. I let God reveal the way. And I remain unfaltering in my trust in God's power. What a great affirmation that is. Think about it. What are we told? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy shall follow me and you and everyone all the days of our life when we think as goodness and mercy thinks. Now, as you let go and know that you are one with infinite intelligence and its harmony, infinite intelligence and its love, infinite intelligence and its natural state, which is health, all of a sudden the realization of that begins to move through the law of mind and become your life in every cell of your body, every fiber of your being, every aspect of your world. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 142 of the Science of Mind textbook, we are immersed in the atmosphere of our own thinking, which is the direct result of all we have ever said, thought, and done. When we understand the law, we learn to consciously embody what we wish and think of this only, and then we are drawn silently toward it. That's on page 142 of the textbook. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, inward person. As you think in your heart, so are you, my friend. So what are you thinking in your heart today? What are you thinking in your expectancy today? Life is to be lived, not just tolerated, move from just existing to living. It has been said that there is no royal road to learning. My friend's life is a journey of learning, of searching, and reaching. The challenge is to wake up and know that we are here to enjoy the journey, not fight it or resist it. We are not here to suffer. We are here to change and celebrate change. We're here to move from what we know to what we can know. And this process never ends. It is the process of attainment. And in the process of attainment, we shall find that every day is an opportunity to make a valid, positive contribution to our knowledge, and then to live wisely. And at that point, we stop just existing and start living. To the degree that each and every one of us opens our thought to the divine inflow, the possibility of a greater idea of self and the application of that idea for the enhancement of the world in which we live by means of us. Divine inflow is the result of discovering your true nature. Divine inflow is discovering your true nature and the means to express every good that you desire in your life, home, work, and play. In each and every day of our life, the great have told us that we should learn to be joyous, that we have the opportunity every day to let our heart feel young, to allow our mind acknowledgement of the one source of all life, which is right where we are. And as we increase our awareness of God in us as us, we discover that we are loving in a great way, that we are radiating gladness everywhere we go, that we are allowing ourselves to realize that all the things in our life are working together for good, and there's no exception to it. Right now, today, my friends, you can, by way of the law of mind, recognize the complete activity of life in and through you and every avenue of your experience today. Beauty, happiness, abundant good, prosperity are yours. They are yours. As you move forward in the truth of this awareness, you begin to recognize infinite life, infinite love, everywhere present in your world, and allowing yourself at that moment not only the celebration of your awareness, but the fact that you are letting go and letting this awareness flood your being. So all of a sudden you stop pursuing it or seeking it and know you are what you're looking for. You cease seeking more and you start being more. Your challenge today, my friends, is to allow yourself a more complete understanding of the truth of you, and to ever more completely express the intelligence and love of God, infinite life, in everything you do. What if you could start your day today celebrating and rejoicing in your accomplishments before they ever happen? And know today that your today is greater than anything you've ever dreamed of, because you're letting your realization operate from "all my dreams are waiting for me to come true, I do so now." This is allowing yourself to be a fuller expression of the perfection of infinite life in your life, as your life, and know that what is within you is ready to come forth as you, and you operate and celebrate it as it does. Our page 511 of the Science of Mind textbook affirms, "I am happy and complete today and forever. Within me is that which is perfect and complete, for life is within me now." Listen to it again. "I am happy and complete today and forever. Within me is that which is perfect and complete, for life is within me now." What a great thing to know and embody and understand and be in action. When you let it be your way, my friends, what you are doing is expressing the divine nature that is yours by right of consciousness. It is yours whether you're consciously aware of it or not. You see, you cannot express the attributes of your divine nature until you awaken to them. We did it when we were a baby. We did it when we were a child, until the world started talking us out of our awareness. We're told to be born again into the freedom of the child with the wisdom of the adult to back it up. If we truly understand and accept the teachings of the great, the good, the wise of the age, we will find that we can, every day of our life, faithfully practice a greater idea of self. We are, as it says, the salt of the earth. We are, as it says, the light of the world. Knowing this, we are invoking within ourselves a process of learning, of allowing ourselves to know there's always more to know and understand. And you know you're going in the right direction, my dear friends, when you're going in the direction of simplicity, not complication. This is not accomplished in the twinkling of an eye. It is accomplished by a day-by-day expression of today I empty my cup, as the Zen Buddhists teach so beautifully, and allow myself to be teachable, which means, as the metaphysical understanding, are blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What it's talking about is blessed are the teachable, for they shall inherit the earth. The most powerful thing in the universe is non-resistance. If you practice this, the process of growth in your own life becomes a positive celebration. You become the power of positive purpose and action. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.